You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Health News on KYW News Radio, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross.
It's my favorite time of week, my conversation with KYW Medical Editor Dr. Brian McDonough. We are back after the holidays. We had a break like everyone else. And remember, we never really take a break. You can always reach Dr. Brian at Ask Dr. Brian at kywnewsradio.com. And actually, Dr. Brian, I am getting some emails over the holiday break. We did get some from listeners, so we will address those questions shortly. But with the snow, I want to go over the dangers of shoveling it. When you're not in a physical condition and you get out there and do that exertion, I think people underestimate its effect on the body. What are your thoughts?
I'm so glad you brought this up. The first thing is we don't get out and exercise as much as we should. Now, if you're in a regular exercise program, that's one thing. But if you're kind of sedentary, you know, the years are starting to add up, and you don't get out that much. And even if you are exercising slightly, you can't underestimate how stressful shoveling snow in the cold is for your body. And it's that combination. Because what you're doing is you're already at greater stress at the lower temperature. Then you add pushing against the snow. Now, snow is very heavy, and if you're not used to exercising, you go out into the cold and you start exerting yourself in a way your body's not used to, it's really tough on the heart. In addition to the heart, we also have to worry about musculoskeletal system. In other words, you may slip, fall, you could pull muscles, and you definitely are going to be sore a day later if you get through that episode, because these are not muscles you regularly use. So it's real important. We tend to take it lightly, like, oh, I'll just clear the driveway, I'll save some money. You're better off, there's somebody in the neighborhood who wants to come around with a shovel to help, or if you get somebody to do it, I would definitely take advantage of that.
Now, there are going to be some that are going to say, I want to do it myself, Dr. Brian. So this is an opportunity in the days before to kind of prep your body a little bit. I mean, but I don't know if that's enough time. I mean, it would take weeks to condition yourself, wouldn't it?
That's the point. It does take weeks. You can't do it like 2 or 3 days. Hey, I'm going to get ready to shovel the snow. It has to be over time. But this could be a motivating factor. In other words, it's an indication that you're telling yourself, I need to do more. You know, it's all about lifestyle. You know, when we talk about diet, we talk about exercise. It's lifestyle. It's changing your overall habits, not just one thing. And if you can do that, you know, if you're getting out and you're exercising, you got your doctor's visit in, you know, you're not smoking cigarettes, you're doing all these things, then you can go out, be very careful. You can go out and do it, but not with 2 or 3 or even a month of preparation. That's not enough.
So, all right, you shoveled the snow even though you weren't supposed to, and you come in. What are the signs that something is amiss?
Well, obviously, any chest pain, if you feel that. But, you know, when it comes to heart problems, you might get clammy or sweaty or have some GI issues, or you just don't feel right. You're lightheaded, pain that goes up into the jaw. All of these things can be signs. And if you're a female, women don't necessarily get any of those signs. It can be very vague. So it's definitely something to be concerned about. And that's why I don't like people taking the risk.
Agreed. And if you have any of those symptoms, make sure you get immediate medical attention.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Brian, thank you. And next week, we're going to answer a listener question, and we both look forward to that.
I definitely do. Thanks.